Statistically, this session after lunch, the second speaker after lunch at any conference, is the one who's least listened to. The third thing I've learned from speaking at a number of these conferences is that I've stopped believing anybody's statistics, particularly my own, and we'll come to that in a moment. My career has principally been taking science, turning it into technology, turning that technology into companies that create jobs and wealth. And it's that journey that I'm going to be talking about today and how we could do a whole lot more of that in Northern Ireland. We've had plenty of statistics. Angela, no doubt this morning, unfortunately I wasn't here, but Angela no doubt will have painted a very colourful picture of the Northern Ireland economy as it is at this moment in time. As far as the knowledge-based economy, which is what I'm principally going to be speaking about, it's pretty scary out there. We have the lowest level of grant patents in the UK. We have 4.6% of our employment base in Northern Ireland that is linked to the knowledge-based economy. It is way lower than the UK average. As Ian said earlier, there's only £21 million of venture capital put to work turning technologies into companies, supporting high potential startups in Northern Ireland. That's pretty scary. That's one of the statistics I don't believe at all, in that the British Venture Capital Association only captures the activities of British venture capitalists, and the majority of venture capital in Northern Ireland is not conducted by British venture capitalists. But it's still, even stripping that away, it's still a pretty scary picture. And to make it even worse, if we look at the percentage of knowledge economy businesses, we have that lowest rate in the UK. You might say, okay, well, there's a very low rate of activity out there, but there's a whole bunch of clever startups following in the wake that are going to create very exciting companies. And when you look at that, it's pretty scary as well. Now, there are a whole bunch of things that we could do to build this area. And very, very quickly, if you remember nothing else but this is what I feel we need to do a whole lot more of if we're to create Facebooks in Northern Ireland, if we're going to create LinkedIn in Northern Ireland, YouTube, if we're going to create more Almax, Randoxes, Norbricks, more of these types of companies, we need to do a whole bunch of these things. Firstly, we need to get more science, technology, engineering, and maths in the classroom. There's a whole lot of stuff that people were talking about over lunch. Coder Dojo, for example. We're taking computing into the classroom, you're taking it into young people, allowing people to get familiar with coding principles. All of that is very useful. There's a whole program running in some areas of Northern Ireland to take iPads and P1 children, getting them familiar with computer science. Again, all of this stuff is very, very important. But two things are very important. One is, it doesn't matter whether you need pharmaceutical scientists in Northern Ireland, whether you need computer scientists in Northern Ireland, you need maths to drive those industries. Whether you're driving pharmaceuticals, computing, IT, financial services, all of that stuff is dependent on maths. One thing to remember. Second thing is that there's a correlation between the level of experimentation in the classroom and advocacy for science and engineering amongst school children. The more experimentation you do, the more people you will have conducting science. And that's very important. Second thing is, we need a whole bunch more enterprise in the classroom. Speaking on behalf of the University of Ulster, what we find as we look out into the future, we look at the students that are going through our classes at the moment, our most creative and clever students who are doing very clever things will probably never work for anybody apart from their customers. They're going to be trading on their skills all around the world. They're going to be applying their capabilities. They're going to be aggregating into groups and conducting business and transacting business. But for a large part of those people, they're not going to be working anybody. And we need to get skills to help them trade positively all around the world. Third thing is applied research. I can see William's BI. Third thing is applied research. A couple of scary things. One, we have nowhere near enough research going on in Northern Ireland. to support a knowledge-based economy. Nowhere near that. We need to multiply up the level of business expenditure in R&D by about 12 to 14 times to get to a level where we're doing something halfway sensible. There's only 425 companies in Ireland that are conducting research. That's terrifying. Over 90%, just over 90% of the R&D in Northern Ireland is being conducted by 7 companies. So we need to invest more. We need to get the tools in to support those companies that are creating the technologies on which they can trade all around the world. Next is incubation. I'm going to skip through this fairly quickly. Incubators. These are the environments in which people can start high potential companies. They're not science parks. We have a very, very good science park in Northern Ireland. These are incubators where people come in with ideas, with business plans. They get venture capital backed, they get mentored, they get supported, and when they get to the end of the process, they get thrown out and they go to Science Park. Incubators, there's about 7,000 of them around the world. There's about 1,400 of them in the United States, and there's none in Northern Ireland, not a single one in Northern Ireland. And we need to create that infrastructure in Northern Ireland to support these types of companies. And so we skip on. So who funds these type of things? Public sector funds them. It doesn't matter whether you go to the United States, you look around those 1,400 incubators in the United States, they're principally government-funded, private sector-operated, wherever you may look. The kind of activities, these are not principally digital media projects. These are not filled with web designers. They're filled with a whole bunch of different people conducting different types of businesses. The maps of companies in these incubators all around the world maps against our own companies very, very well. I was lucky enough to get supported by the US State Department to go and look at a bunch of incubators in the United States last year, and I was finding incubators that were supporting agriculture bid. Business. They were supporting creative industries in rural Mississippi, medical devices in Tennessee, as well as those that are well known in Silicon Valley and Boston and elsewhere. I'll skip on. Seed funding. Again, key thing is that the more seed capital that you have available in a region is proportionate to the amount of high potential startups that you have coming forward. Traditionally, we thought that that equation was the other way around, i.e., you know, if you have a lot of high potential startup companies, this will attract money. It's actually the converse is true. We've learned this from Israel, we've learned this from Singapore, we've learned this from Finland, Sweden, and elsewhere, and that by making early stage capital available for technology companies, creates technology companies. And it creates technology companies that scale when you also have incubation available. The other thing is interesting that's been happening over the past year is the very significant growth in the level of crowdfunding. This is the amount of funding that is going on, microfunding that is aggregated up across websites for businesses. Now, this is very, very interesting in that the growth in this area, the growth in crowdfunding, has massively outstripped the projections. So by this data this data was produced in June this year. So already you were hitting over $2 billion of crowdfunding activity in June. The projection for the year was about $2.5 billion. The estimate at the moment is now looking out at about $4.1 billion. Now the interesting thing about crowdfunding is if you're a venture capitalist, the thing you really care about, despite what you say, the thing you really care about is the addressable market of the thing you're investing in. As a crowdfunder, the principal thing that people look at when they're putting money in projects together is location. People look for the project that is has the greatest proximity to them and will either invest in it or dismiss it, and they'll move towards the next thing that has proximity to them. Very quickly, public sector has great potential to drive innovation, to be the to become that first customer for these startup companies. And so there is a great power in public procurement, but to do that we need to do two things. I mean, one is we need to readjust our attitude to risk. Second thing is we need to have a look at the economic models, because by providing money as an economic lever into startup companies instead of supporting trade, then that does all sorts of funny things with the econometric models that we have for assessing our support for innovation. Finally, public engagement. We need to be doing all of this stuff in public. So we need to be having the debate about supporting a knowledge-based economy and supporting the economy in public. We need more open meetings. We need more public engagement. I've put a slide from the new campus of the University of Ulster, a new campus in Belfast. And what we've tried to do is design this building with a lot of the principles we've talked about in mind. We have an open campus so that people can see what's going on in the classroom. People can see the fruits of research, that this building is engaged for the community and the private sector. But we need to do more of that ourselves. So as we're setting out our economic policies, whether they be in Stormont, the Science Park, Invest Northern Ireland, or wherever, it's important to get that public engagement, because without it, we don't have public advocacy. And I'm now standing off the stage.
Tim,
thank
brilliant.
You.
Bye.
It's like the contents of a book he's writing. And he ended with a plug for the university.